The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin. Daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther, who Hashem Terechanu began Eder Amen, the Refuah Shelema, Miki ben Jamie, and the Refanahor for the Nefesh of Mekuf. If we're talking about the Bechen Yerasom and Amar Amen, we are on Daf Vav Amud Bet. We are starting at the Daat, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nifra'in Mehen. So Rabbi Yehuda came along in the Mishnah and said 3 days before the holiday, Nifra'in Mehen, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines or 4 lines before they get white. Rabbi Yehuda came along and said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to, not allowed to pay back loans to the Goyim before the holidays, because when they get paid back, they're going to be happy and they're going to give praise to their God, but you're allowed to collect the loans. Rabbi Yehuda made the Chiduk. Rabbi Yehuda's logic is because when the guy pays back the debt, he said he lost money. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda afak bishe mitzar achshav sameachu lehar zeman, which is the dad. Doesn't he hold up the sevara that says even though he's not happy now, but he'll be happy later on? Which means, true, Rabbi Yehuda's logic is right now when he pays back the debt, he said it's out of pocket. But later on, there should be a logic to say he'll be happy, at least he crossed it off, he paid his debt back. And we see in another case, by Chol HaMoed, that the Yehuda does hold this concept, that even though you said now, you're happy later. Where do we see it? By the case of the ladies, on Chol HaMoed. The lady is not allowed to put the depilatory on her body. Tasud is like a certain cream or acid they put in order to get rid of the limestone it was, to get rid of the hair on the body. So it says she should not do that on Chol HaMoed. Because the time that you're doing it, when the limestone is on, it's a nivul. It's a tzav for her to do it, even though it's nice at the end. But as long as it's on her, it's a tzav. And it stays on the whole holiday. So therefore the Chol HaMoed becomes tzav. That's not good for the Chol HaMoed. However, umodeh Rabbi Yehuda b'seed. But in the seed, that's actually the limestone. The seed is a certain type of depilatory, which is put on. That you don't have to put it on so long. It stays on for a certain amount of time, and she's able to peel it off on the holiday, and it leaves the skin shiny and smooth and clean. It says, she's not to smear it and put it on Chol HaMoed. Even though she said, when she has it on, because I guess it's sad to have it on, however, simcha hi the harzeman. Afterwards, after she takes it off, she has a simcha. So you see, and it won't take away from the simcha of Chol HaMoed. So you see what Rabbi Yehuda holds in the simcha that says what? Even though you're not sameach now, you look at the simcha that it's going to bring. So why don't you say the same thing by Avodah Zarah? That even though when he pays now, the goy is not happy, but later on he's going to be happy, and therefore he's going to give praise to his God. Same simcha that you say by Chol HaMoed. By the ladies, that you allow them to put this depilatory on, because later on they're going to be happy. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar of the Yitzchak, Kanach lehalchot moed, leave halchot Chol HaMoed. There's no analogy to this. The Chuluhu mitzar achshav simcha lehar zman. The whole Chol HaMoed, everything that's mutar on Chol HaMoed is based on that sevara. That even though at the time you're doing it, there's Torah and there's Sa'ar, but at the end you're happy. For example, Shehita is mutar on Chol HaMoed. Shehita is a difficult thing. But why do we make the Shehita on Chol HaMoed? We should say it's asur, because bottom line it's a tacha, it's a difficulty, but bottom line, after you make the Shehita, you're happy because you have meat. So the whole concept of Chol HaMoed is that even though now it might be difficult, but later on it brings the simcha. However, when it comes to the goyim and paying back their debts, we don't say that sevara. Why? Rashi, tichulu mitzar achshav kol ma shetiru lasu b'moed mitzaru beotash shagon shaita tikun seuda, setting up the seuda v'tiru lo mishum suchad v'chazor tzutoch moed. However, here, bottom line, the guy is not happy. He's not happy to pay his loans back, and could be that simcha, that sa'ad that he has right now is not going to cause him to give thanks to his God as a result of it. On Chol HaMoed, the whole thing is bottom line, it'll bring you to simcha on the holiday, it's mutar. So right now you have sa'ad, later on you'll be happy on the holiday itself. Now, Sheikh here, once the initial sa'ad of paying back the loan by the goy happens, you're not happy. Mm-hmm. And then he might be happy later on that he checked it off his list, but it's not going to come to praise God, his God. So therefore, you have no problem to pay him, to let the goy pay you back 3 days before the holiday. That's what the Gemara is saying. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ravina Amar. Ravina says a different answer. Oved kochavin le'anyan peraon le'olam mitzah. The goy, he never gets happy when he has to pay back a loan. Not now and not later on. Why? Because he's planning on not paying back. He never intends to pay back. So when he has to pay back, he has sa'ah that he had to pay the money back. So he's not happy and he crossed it off the list because he would have rather not to pay back the loan in the first place. So therefore, the simple samara, that's what a biuda. Really, I'll tell you, a biuda generally holds that says a simcha later on. We take that simcha into consideration, just like on the moreid. But she'enkin, by paying a loan back by a goy, there's no simcha later on. He doesn't want to pay the loan back. And when he pays it back, he's mitzah that he had to pay it back. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yoshua Mikorcha. Because our Mishnah, according to Shitav, the Hakamim said, you don't pay back loans on Cholam Moed, nor do you let them pay you back. The Hakamim said it's a suit across the world both ways. And they did not make a haluk to Hakamim what type of loan it was. There's two type of loans. There's Malveh Alpe and there's Malveh Bishtar. Malveh Alpe is a verbal loan, and there's Malveh Bishtar is we have a loan. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yoshua Mikorcha. Why? The Tanya Rabbi Yoshua Mikorcha Omed, Malveh Bishtar in Nifraim. That if it's a Malveh Bishtar, if it was a Shtar over there, then we don't let them pay you back. However, Malveh Alpe Nifraim. But if it's Malveh Alpe, we let them pay you back 3 days. Why? Look at Rashi. Malveh Bishtar in Nifraim Lifne Edehin Mipne Shesameyahu Lahal Ziman Biyom Edo Dekevan Derekach Tanay Sir Alabay Kosh Shata Mistafemino. When you have a shtar, the goy knows he's going to have to pay because you have a shtar. So therefore, when he pays it 3 days before the holiday, he's going to be happy. He's going to be happy because bottom line, he knew he had to pay it. There's a shtar to prove it. So therefore, it's a problem. Mashenkin Malveh Alpe, the guy, he's not planning on paying it. He'll prove it to me. It's a verbal loan. So those type of loans over there, you're allowed to take 3 days before the holiday. Because the guy, you're saving it. Otherwise, the guy's going to try to skip down and not pay you. And if he's not happy, well, you'll never be happy when he pays that loan. Because he thought he's going to get away with it. The Malveh Alpe. Because there's no document. So therefore, you can take payment from 3 days before the holiday because you're not worried that it's going to come to simcha. So there's a
simcha because you...
Right. No, yeah, well, that's the logic. You're saving your money. Why? Because the goy doesn't intend to pay. And since the goy doesn't intend to pay a sar, so he won't come to praise the Avodah Zarah. The whole issue is praising the Avodah Zarah, remember.
If it was just to get
your money back at the expense of him praising the Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be matir. It's because, bottom line, he's bizarre. Because he thought he's going to cancel the debt, because no way he can collect it. So therefore, and pshat in the Gemara is, because otherwise you're going to lose it. That's the pshat, because he's not paying it. And that's why, when he pays it, he's bizarre. So that's why Malveh Alpeh you can get paid. So our Mishnah didn't make this chiluk between Malveh Alpeh and Malveh Alshtar. Our Mishnah just said, assume across the board, doesn't matter what type of halva it is. So Matnitin, look at the Mishnah Mekorcha that makes this chiluk between Malveh Alpeh and Malveh Bishtar. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Yosef, Ahoreh Rabbi Abba. Yosef was sitting in the back of Rabbi Abba. V'yativ Rabbi Abba, Kamed Rav Huna, V'yativ Kamar. He said, Hilketa, Kerebi Yoshua ben Korcha. Hilketa, Kerebi Yehuda. He said two things. Number one, halakha follows Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, and what we just said, and halakha follows also Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we never mentioned Rabbi Yehuda. That's a different subject, which we're going to talk about now. Hilketa, Kerebi Yoshua ben Korcha, Hilketa, Kerebi Yoshua, the Amaran. We just said it. That makes the haluk between Malveh Alpeh and Malveh Bishtar, the Gabbeth 3 days before the holiday. Malveh Alpeh, you can collect. Malveh Bishtar, no. Hilketa, Adama, Kerebi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's halakha? De Tanya, we have a Beraita. This already we learned in Baba Kama. Comes the Gemara and says, De Tanya, Notin Seme La Saba, Lisboa Lo Adum, Bisabao Shahor, Shahor Bisabao Adum. You gave wool to the dyer, and you told him to dye it black, and he dyed it red, or you gave it to him to dye red, and he dyed it black. He changed from the instructions. Rabbi Meir Omer, Notin Lo Deme Tzomro. Rabbi Meir comes along and says, you just have to pay however much the tzimer is, the cost of the tzimer, even though now it's worth more because there's dye and everything in it, and the guy keeps the tzimer. The dyer keeps the tzimer, he just has to pay for the materials. Notin lo demet samro rashi. Notin lo atzaba demet samro. Notin lo tzaba ze demet tzimer lavan kibetahila. Whatever white wool costs, however much he gave him. Imir said, "Why does Fidel and Rabbi Meir call him Mishane Medahat Be'alav? Yikra Gazlan. You're a Gazlan. The owner told you to do this, and you did something else. V'kinao b'shinui. We have a law. Does he make a shinui maaseh on the item, which this guy did? He made a shinui. So a Gazlan is kone b'shinui. So therefore, the wool becomes his, and he just has to pay back the amount that it cost the white wool. Because the kama begozir etzim benotil at semer leatzmo. Even though now it's me'udeh b'damim, even though now it went up, the price is more expensive. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, it all depends. Rabbi Yehuda looks at the tzava, he wasn't koneh. And therefore we say, you changed, he's going to say, yado la tahtona. Yado la tahtona means that the disadvantage is on you.
On the dyer?
It's on the dyer. The disadvantage is on the dyer because you changed. Now how does that work out? So the Gemara says, he has a choice to pay the higher amount.
Right.
If the enhancement is more than the actual goods themselves, so he has to pay for the goods. The actual goods are more than the sheva. If let's say the sheva that the dyer put into the wool is more than the yitziyah, than the actual cost of the materials, the raw materials. Example: let's say the semen itself is 10. Let's say 10. Then you have the dye that cost him in the fire he has to make in order to put the put that in over there. All the work, let's put it that way. All the work that he had to put into it, that's called the sheva. Okay, so that's called the yitziyah. And then the sheva is the amount that it enhanced, how much it was worth 10 in the beginning, and now it's worth 20. So it could be the sheva was 10, but his investment was only 5 or 6. So the question is, what does he have to pay back? So whatever the higher amount is, either the sheva or the yitziah, that's what the dyer has to pay back to the balabayit. Why? So he says, Shekola mishane yado ala tahtona.
Balabai
pays the less amount and keeps the semir, which means he gets back a semir for the cheaper price. If the yitziah, if the cost, Balabai pays and gets back his semir. He pays the cheaper of the two prices, either the enhancement, how much it was enhanced, or the raw materials, how much it costs. Whatever is cheaper, noten lo, and he takes his semir. Semir was his. The semir was his. He gave it to the dyer to dye. Whatever is cheap, whatever is cheaper.
If the $5
again, besides the 10 that the tzemer cost, right. Leave the same. The tzemer cost. Yeah, that's his. That's his. But let's say the guy spent $5 on materials, and the item got enhanced by $8. Now he only has to pay $5, and he gets back something that's worth more. That's worth 18. It's worth more.
But what if it's worth nothing?
Or wait. That's the halakha of Rabbi Yehuda and Baba Kama. Now, the Gemara says over here, halakha follows Rabbi Yehuda in this subject. That what? That kol ha-mishaneh yado ala tahtona, whoever did the changing, he's at the disadvantage, and therefore he has to accept the cheaper of the two calculations that we mentioned, and that's it. So the Gemara says, after he said this halakha, ahadirinu Rabbi Yosef le'apeh. Rabbi Yosef turned his head. He was not happy with this halakha. And he said, Bishlama halakha ke Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, it's tadich. I understand why you told me that halakha ke Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, salka datach amina, yachid verabim, halakha ke rabim. Kamash ma'alan halakha ke yachid. Which is, our Mishnah is not rabim. Our Mishnah is Tanakama. Tanakama is rabim. And therefore, I would have thought that yachid verabim, halakha ke rabim, like our Mishnah. So when you tell me that halakha follows Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, that's a hadush. That you're taking the opinion of the Yahid over the Rabim. I have no problem that you had to tell me that halakha. However, el halakha can be Uda, the fact that you tell me halakha can be Uda, lamali. What do you have to tell me halakha for? Pshita. It's pashut that halakha can be Uda. Why? The mahloket ve'arkach setam hilcheta kistam. We have a rule in Shas. When you have a mahloket, like in this case over here, we have a mahloket, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and then somewhere else you have a stam mishnah that rules like one of the opinions. It's called the mahloket v'stam, and the rule is over there hilketa kestam. And where do we have a mahloket in stam in this case? Mahloket bebaba kama. That's the mahloket we just read in baba kama. V'stam bebaba mitzia, and we have a stam like the Yehuda and baba mitzia. What did it say in baba mitzia? Ditnan kol mishanei yado al tahtona. There you go. Whoever does the change, Yadua la tahtona, therefore he takes the cheaper of the two and he has to give back the wool. V'chol v'chol ha-chozer bo yado ala tahtona. That's a different halakha. That's somebody that's chozer. That's a worker that reneges on his work, on his deal. So yeah, he's at a disadvantage. But that's not our point here. Bottom line, you see what? The rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, says, I don't understand why you had to tell me al chakra b'Yehuda. After all, we have a standing rule. The standing rule is mahloket v'halkach setam halakach setam. So I could have figured that out myself. Yavra says, v'ravuna, what was Ravuna thinking when he said halakha? Mishum te'el seder l'mishnah. Because there's really no system and order in the Mishnayot. The ikar le'memar stam tana b'resha v'halkach mahloket. Right. Who told you that this is a mahloket and a stam? Who told you the Mishnayot are written in that order? Maybe they were written in a different order, and really it's not a mahloket and a stam. It's a stam and a mahloket.
So
and then you don't have a rule.
So he doesn't know about this rule?
Oh, so Gemara's next question. So Gemara says, Yahi, kol mahloket v'har kach stam. So in every mahloket v'har kach stam, lema ein seder l'mishnah. What, you're going to say there's no seder l'mishnah? So I don't hold the rule? V'ravuna, he says, no, I hold the rule. Ki lo aminan en seder b'hada masechta. When do you say that the Mishnayot are in order? That's in one masechet. Then you say everything's in order. However, but in two masechtot you say en seder, and this is Baba Kama Baba Metziah. So therefore, I could say en seder. So you would have thought, well, it's a stam, it's a machlok rakach stam. So he says, pashut. It's not so pashut. It's two different masechtot. Who said that this Mishnah was written before that Mishnah? Therefore, you would not have known based on that principle that halakha fazak Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, I have to go out of my way and say halakha fazak Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, the Rabbi Yosef. But Rabbi Yosef, that said it's pashut. What did he think? Kula nezikim hada masechtahi. All of the babas, the zikim, it's considered one masechet. So therefore, once you, and everybody agrees, in one masechet, everything's in order. So therefore, that's what Mahlokot is. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, comes the Tosafot, the second Tosafot, Rabbi has a question. The question is, Pshita the Mahlokot, Vakach Setam. Tema, Lama Lam Lemifshat Mishum Stam. What do you have to come out with the Stam in the Mahlokot business? Belav Achi Paskinam Beperik Mishot Siyo, Rabbi Meir V'Rabbi Yehuda, Halakha K'Rabbi Yehuda. This first question. Well, this rule. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. That's pashut. V'im mishum diika mora'eh hatam de panigi v'letliu hai klala. Maybe you can tell us, not everybody agrees to that principle. So then, l'gabeh halakha k'stam mishnah nami panigi amora'eh. V'afilu b'machlonket b'hakak stam nami ikaman de panig de kaman besot perkin. K'abes sukinut batim de panigi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, pasik Rabbi Yehuda, amar shu halakha k'Rabbi Yosef, agam de batarach istam k'Rabbi Meir. Which means there's a machlokas and machlokas v'akachstam also. If you tell me the reason why you didn't want to rely on the Rabbi Yehuda rule, halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a machlokas on that, but there's a machlokas on this also. So why pick this over that? Kach nir'eh lefanish tosfos ez hadush over here. Elav mikoach stam ba'el lemefshat delehveh halakha k'stam. That's not what Gemara was saying over here. That when it's, you have a machlokas and a halakach stam, halakha k'stam, from that principle. Ela hachi parik machlok b'kach stam hu va'afilu leman delet lehalakha k'stam. Even according to the opinion that doesn't go with the halakha like the stam, mikol makom hashiv kerabim legabe yachid. Which is now already, it's a rabim against the yachid. Because now you have the stam, all the Gemara I was asking, it's the majority opinion. We're not going with rules here. You're going with majority. Once you tell me that you have a machloket, so machloket is Rabbi Meir Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has one opinion, right? So it's one against one. Now you have the Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda plus the Stam Mishnah. That's majority. So basically, the Gemara's question according to Tosafot was Yachid Rabbi Meir Yehuda. That's a standard rule. We weren't asking from a klal of Stam Mishnah Machlokas. Once you ask from that klal, we have another klal of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. We're not asking from the klalim. We're asking from a simple rule of the Torah. Acharei Rabbim Latot, majority rules. And once I'm telling you that there's a Stam. So the Stam is showing me what? That there's an opinion like Rabbi Yehuda. It's two against one. Two against one. We got like the majority. That's why Tosfot understood this. Look at the top Tosfot for a second. Rabbi Meir Omer. Noteno demet semro. What's the logic of Rabbi Meir? What's the logic of Rabbi Meir? Why do you have to give him the demet semro? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the tzabah was koned et semer. With the shinui, whatever the advantages are to it now, just pay the money for whatever it costs, white wool, white undyed wool. Because the Rabbi Meir must hold that the guy was koneh. with the shinui. That's what says Tema. Kasha, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Stiran, Rabbi Meir. Acha, Rabbi Meir, no teno de metzavro, alma shinui kani. Must be what that the shinui is. Kone, uba goel, gozel, kama, baba kama, we said what Tema, Rabbi Meir. Similar case. Hagozel para me'uberet v'yalda. He stole a cow. It was pregnant. It gave birth. Or Rachel te'una, Rachel, a sheep that was laden with wool, v'gazeza, and he sheared it. Mishalem ota v'gizotea v'viladotea. He has to pay back everything. Alma kasava shinui lo kani. And there he made a shinui. He stole an animal that was laden, and now it's changed. According to the way we're saying over here, it should be what? You kone the shinui and the item, and just pay back the amount that it's worth. What's the difference between two cases?
One comes back, one can have it again.
The bottom line right now, but I'll come back. Right now, for this thing she keeps, we should be able to keep it. Why do you have to pay back everything? No one argues it's a shinui. The animal bottom line was laden. Right now, it's not laden. So the chaura, if you tell me over here, shinui is kone, so therefore, I should be koneh the animal and just pay back whatever the animal is worth.
Still there. The other one.
Look at Tosfos answer. Tosfos says, "Vish lomar, tishani atam dekenasahu." It's knas over there. Why? Tehakanis bimir kedefrish atam mishum da'avar isura. There we made an isur. He stole the animal. Here it's a different case. He thought the guy wanted red dye. He didn't do it on purpose. Hey, so by mistake, he thought he was doing the will of the owner. He thought he did it black. In that case, it was a shinui kone. But when you did it maliciously, when you stole, kanas the guy. Look at what says. Vechem eiden ezekin damitamim v'medamam ezek kharisim v'mishchagak katu mezit demazik. Demaziko biyadayim. Aval hacha lo shayach lekanso. V'letovato shel be'alim nitkaven. He did it. He was trying to do a favor for the owner. V'kasaburu sival lasot ken. He thought that he was telling him to do that. That's the way the Tosfot says on that. Okay, we can continue in the Gemara. Iba etema. When I give another answer, Mishum Dektani La Gabel Cheta Pesikta. There's another reason why we're going to be posek like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it was written by Hilcheta Pesikta. It was written by a halakha that is Halacha Pesuka. I'll see what that means in a minute. Why? What does it say in the Braita there? Kol Mishnah. Kol HaMishane Yado Al HaTachtona. Whoever changes Yado Al HaTachtona, that's the Yehuda. V'chol HaHozer Bo Yado Al HaTachtona. Whoever retracts, the worker that retracts, also Yado Al HaTachtona. Now from the fact that Kol HaMishane was written together with Kol HaHozer Bo, that's called Hilcheta Pesikta, and therefore there's no question that Halacha is going to follow the Biyuda. What does this mean? Hilcheta pesikta. She says, "Ibaitema lehachi adirinu Rav Yosef la'afe." You know why Rav Yosef turned his head around? You know why he was upset when the rabbi said alacha? Rav Huna said alacha to Biyuda. Deinami en seder l'mishna. Even if you tell me there's no seder l'mishna, even if you tell me that there's no order, I still would have known that alacha follows like the Biyuda. Why? Lo tzadich lomar alacha to Biyuda. Devaday hilcheta ki haistama. Why? The chol ha-mishane. Lo ahava shaykha le-mitniya atam ba-sukher. In ha-sukher et ha-po'alim, and that's in Baba Metzi'ah, you wrote, kol ha-mishane yado al ha-tachtona. That doesn't belong in ha-sukher et ha-po'alim. In sukher et ha-po'alim, it's talking about workers. It's not talking about Uman that switched from what he was commanded to do. Why would they put this halakha of mishane in the perek that talks about po'alim? They're talking about a worker that backed out on a deal, not a worker that did a shinui. Why would it put it there? Must be from the fact that it put it over there. It's saying like this, just like the halakha of kol ha-hozer is a halakha according to everybody, and it put kol ha-mishane, even though it doesn't belong in that perek. And the fact that it juxtaposes it next to the kol ha-chozer must be saying it's halakha pesukah. And therefore, just like nobody argues on kol ha-chozer yadol ha-tachtona, nobody argues on kol ha-mishane yadol ha-tachtona, and halakha is like that. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Even if you want to tell me and say that, and therefore you wouldn't have known that it's a machloket b'harkach stam, forget all that stuff. Bottom line, you have a fact that it put it in the sukhret ha-po'alim. The fact that it put these two halakhot next to each other. כל המשנה ידו לתחתונה וכל החוזר ידו לתחתונה. Since כל החוזר, a worker that changes the deal and retracts ידו לתחתונה, puts it with that halacha. Just like כל החוזר is halacha pesukan, there's nobody arguing on it, it's halacha, so to כל המשנה. Comes to Sfot and says, כלומר, דקטני כל המשנה הוא לשון הלכה פסוקה, ולא גרסינן גבי כמו שפירש הקונטרס. But not like that she explained. Tosfot explains the lashon is kol ha-mishane. That sounds like it's a halacha pesukah, it's a bottom line halacha. Not like that she said, the fact that you put it next to the other one. Tosfot doesn't go with all that business. Why? Because kol ha-chozer bo is not the kol ha-alma. Rashi's logic is what? Just like kol ha-chozer bo is undisputed, so to kol ha-mishane is undisputed in halacha. Tosfot says, what are you talking about? Po'el she-chazar bo is disputed, by the way. Ela the pshat is it's halacha pesukah the way it said it. Kol ha-mishane yado atara. It's finished. Didn't put anybody arguing as if to say this is the halacha. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Well, what do I need to go into this whole business? It's the firush in the Baba Metziah. I don't have any question. That's why he turned his head. That white of Unai had to say such a. Other halachot with Rabbi Yoshua min Korcha. Lo yomar adam lachavero. You shouldn't tell your friend on Shabbat. And the ish ta'amud emil la'erif. Could you see that you meet me tonight? His kavanah is he wants to hire him for work. But he doesn't tell him if Firusha wants to hire him for work. He says, do me a favor, meet me tonight. You shouldn't do that because it's Devrei Chol B'Shabbat. Rabbi Yoshua Mekurha Omer Adam Lachavero and Nir'eh Sh'ta'amot Emid Ha'ayrev. You can do it. Because since you didn't say it explicitly, it's not a problem. Now she says, Ata Nir'eh Lashon Havo Navo. Ata, could you come to me? Lo yomalu b'shabbat nir'e im ta'amod imi la'ayrim la'asupe b'lachdi la'ayrim. That's what he means. So do work for me at night. You shouldn't say that. Okay. Amar baba ruchana, amar ruchana, nil'cheta, kerebi Yoshua ben Levi, korcha, alaka pas b'shoga. You can't do that. Good. Rabbanan, another case. Hanish'al le'hacham. He asked the hacham a question. V'timeh. The rabbi said, it's tameh. He said, I'm not saying ketem, tuma v'tara. Lo yish'al le'hacham v'yitar. You can't go another rabbi now and ask him the same question. He tells you Tahor. You can't do that. Le Hacham Le Asad. He asked one rabbi, he said it's Asur. Lo Yish'al Le Hacham Le Yatir. Don't go to another rabbi and ask him to be Yatir. You can't go shopping. He asked the rabbi, he says Asur. It's finished. Hayu Shnayim. Echad Metameh Vechad Metameh Metair. Echad Oser Vechad Matir. Imaya. So you have two rabbis that we asked simultaneously. One said mutar, one said asur, one said tameh, one said tahor. Im haya echad mim gadol mechaveru be'ochmah v'inyan. If one of them is more wise, be'ochmah v'inyan in the group as well, halach acharav. Then you follow the bigger hacham. Ve'im lav halach acharav machmir. And then you have to follow the machmir. So again, either you go after the biggest hacham, if he's the biggest hacham and he's mekel, you can take him. Otherwise, you have to be machmir. Comes the Yoshua Mekorcha Omer, here she has a rule. Bishel Torah halacha hara mahmir. Bishel Sofrim halacha hara mekel. Depends. You have two rabbis. They said two different answers. Depends. If it's a Torah item, you go after the mahmir. If it's a Rabbanan item, you go after the mekel. Not bigger rabbi, smaller rabbi. Like the regular rules we have. Torah does the humrah, the Rabbanan is the kula. Amar Rav Yosef Hilketa, Kerev Yoshua Mekorcha. Halacha, Pag Yoshua Mekorcha. Tosafot. הנשאל לחכם ותימא, לא ישאל לחכם ויתר. תאמר, וכי לא ישאל לכל החכמים, וידונו זה עם זה, אולי ישיבו מדבריו. Why not take a consensus? Maybe the rabbis will mull amongst themselves in the halakha, and maybe they'll come out and tell the other rabbi, hey, you're wrong. It's good to have more opinions. Why shouldn't you ask another rabbi's opinion just in order that you should discuss the halakha? And maybe they'll tell the first guy, hey, you made a mistake. Well, what do you mean, it's a suit to ask two opinions? ויש לומר, תאינו אסור אלא לשואל אם לא יודיע לו כבר שאלתי לפלוני ואסר לי. That's already okay. If you go to the first rabbi, say, listen, I'm asking a question, I want you to know, I asked the rabbi already, and he told me אסור. Then already it's no problem. Then they can discuss it. אבל, אם אומר לו כבר שאלתי פלוני חכם, mutar. But if he said, I asked already, it's mutar. If you don't ask, that's a problem. That's what the Gemara is talking about over here. Where Stam, you go to the rabbi, he's blindsided, he has no idea that you already have an answer, and you just tell him, well, what are you holding this case over there? So he starts to analyze it. You tricked him. You asked, you know the answer already. But if you tell him, listen, I got an answer ready. Ploni already told me it's mutar. I want to know what the rabbi thinks. Then already it's that it's okay. Now, aval badai hacham yizayir shelo yatir. Once a rabbi says asur, another rabbi, even though he disagrees, cannot go against him and say mutar. Kedamnu perikol ayad hacham sheasar en haverod lashay leatir ela imken yuchal lehaziro. Unless it's a type of mistake that's so blatant that the halacha would say that the first rabbi that said asur would make the rabbi compensate from his own pocket. Would you, if it's such a certain blatant mistake that the halacha says, number one, the rabbi is wrong and he's got to pay from his pocket for the loss that was caused. If it's such a blatant mistake, then the other rabbi can reverse it. Kegon sheta'abed var mishnah. He missed the beferush mishnah. Or afilu b'shikul ha'da'at. Or he was possibly like the wrong rabbi. It was a machloket this way and that way, and he picked the wrong side because the logic should have said he should have been posek like the other rabbi. It's called shikul adan. V'sugya ki idach, and the logic is on the other, like the other rabbi. Sugya ki idach is going like the other shita. Tebe'am neperek kamadis, and we learned this in Adin already. Temashe asa asui, which means once the psak is given already, what's done is done. V'yashlim mebeto, but the rabbi has to pay out of his own pocket. Now im nasam v'natam biyad v'davka asar. Okay, v'davka asar en havero rashay latir. Only when one rabbi says asur, the other rabbi is not allowed to come along and be matir. Aval im hitir. But if one rabbi said mutar havero rashay le'esur, go that rabbi can be mahmir on the other side. If the first rabbi came along and said mutar, it's mutar for the other rabbi to come along and say no, it is going to be asur. And he brings Yerushalmi to prove that point. Okay, look at the next Tosfot. Beshel Torah halacha hara mahmir. So what do we say over here? When it comes to Torah items, you go lachmir. When it comes to the Rabbanan items, you go lakir. That was the shita of Rabbi Yerushalmi and Korcha. So Tosfot says, Rashi haya posek bechor ika de amri shebet Talmud. Anytime the Gemara says ika de amri, Rashi had a rule on ika de amris. That what? Veshel Torah halach achara machmir, veshel sofrim halach achara acharon. You have two versions. When it comes to the Oraitas, take the Chumrah version. On the Rabbanan, you always take the second version. Basically, what Rashi is, halacha ki ika de amri, unless it's a Torah, you go lachmir. Now, b'riva pirish, dechon ika de amri, legabe lashon rishon, ketafel ikar v'alacha kadeshna kama. The second shita is the shita of the riva. He says, ika de amri is a nothing. The Ikar Lashon is the first Lashon, and every Ikar Da'amri is considered Tafel to the Lashon Lishon, and therefore Riva is simple. Alakha ke Lashon Lishon Tamid. Ben Bede Oraita, Ben Bede Rabbanan, Ben Lachmir, Ben Lakel. That's Riva. Bede Berutan Piresh, Bede Oraita Lechumra, Bede Rabbanan Lekulak, Bede Yashob Mekorcha. Good. He says it doesn't matter, first version, second version. Doraita lahmid, Rabbanan lahkid, just like Rabbi Yerushalmi Korcha said over here. So this Rabbi Yerushalmi Korcha has a ramification for halakha kot Ibn Utam. It's from here that Ibn Utam learned that when you have two versions of the Gemara, if it's Doraita, you take the Humrah version. If it's the Rabbanan, you take the Kulah version. Rashi doesn't learn this from Rabbi Yerushalmi Korcha. Rabbi Yerushalmi didn't say by Ika Da'amnis. Rabbi Yerushalmi said by two rabbis. Ibn Utam is applying this two rabbis to like two ikad amris. It's two rabbis' opinions. Not the kula. She says you go after halakha is like the acharon. Unless it's a deoraita, you go after the mahmir. But Ibn Utam was clear. Deoraita, the humrah, the rabbanan, the kula, exactly like the Yoshua ben Korcha. Okay, now we continue another statement. Rabbanan, new point. V'chulan shechazru bahen en mekablin otan olamit. Devre Rabbi Meir. What is this talking about? You have a ama'ales. An ama'ales or a gazlan, as she says. He made teshuvah. I guess he stole. Ama'ales is hashud, not giving terumot and ma'asrot. He's hashud on a lot of things. At the end, they made teshuvah. The Gemara says, "Ein mekabelim otam." It's an amazing thing. With teshuvah and amaharis, we still suspect them for whatever an amaharis is normally suspected on. For whatever it gets, I mean, edut, we won't accept them for testimony. Gazlan, even though he made teshuvah, strange. Why you tell me a gazlan cannot make teshuvah? And not only that, it says olamit, devre Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hazru bahen. If they made teshuvah, it depends. b'matmoniyot en mekablim. If they made the teshuvah in private, b'tzina'a, you don't accept it. Because they're not embarrassed to go against what they did, because they only made teshuvah in private. Nobody knows about it. However, b'farisyah, if they made teshuvah in public, mekablim otan. Okay, because then already since they made the teshuvah in public, they're embarrassed to go against the teshuvah that they made in public. Because Amri, Asu devrehem kematmoniyot mekablim otam. This is going on the sins. If they did their sins in private, mekablim otan. All the sins they did till now, they did it for tzedakah. So you see, they have a little fear. So when they make teshuvah, you accept. Yeah, but if they did their sins in public, and she says, "Oilu pakru kol kach," they did such hefkerut in public. Shuv en notim liban nashuv b'tshuva shelo. We don't accept it. Accept the teshuvah shelo. Ma em mekablim otam. Yishemon v'Rabbi Yosheh mekor ha omrim ben kach uben kach mekablim. It doesn't matter whether they made the teshuvah in public, whether they made the teshuvah in private, whether they made the sin in private, whether they made the sin in public. They made teshuvah, except she'emar shuvu banim shovavim. Shovav is like a wayward person. Shovav, he goes all around. He's a wayward. Plus a shuvu banim shovavim. Even if the guy's a shovav, he's wayward. He goes off. If he makes teshuvah, he accepts him. Now she says shuvim mashma mezidim. Right, a shovav is a mezid. Ufarisya. Doesn't matter. Halakha follows that pair, the pair of Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Shimon. Now, what is this case talking about? Because the Chaurah is strange. According to Rabbi Meir, you're telling me, well, a guy cannot make the Shuvah. Lo yikabelam olamit. This is the first Shita. A Gazlan and a Amaris, then the Shuvah is finished. So, look at the bottom text. בגלל שחזרו בהם פירוש הקונטרס הגזלנים ועמי הארץ קי וקשיה וכי עם הארץ לא יוכל לעשות עוד תשובה? עם הארץ is חשור on certain things. He tell me that once an עם הארץ is always an עם הארץ, he can never repent. ועוד דלשון עולמית, that it says forever, משמע שכבר קיבלו אותם פעם אחרת. It sounds like עולמית no more. It sounds like we accepted them already once, and now the Gemara is saying, that's it, no more. From that, Tosfot's going to build the case. From that word, Olamit, Tosfot's going to build that it's not the first offender and all that, and the first time he made Teshuvah. The guy already is a chronic guy doing this. The odd question, the Bechorot, Perek Akama, Tanya Amaharish, Kibel and Devre Haverut. If Amaharish accepted upon himself to be like a Haver, like a the hanhaga, the behavior of a Tamil Hakam, v'nechshad edvar ehad, but he's still suspected on one action, nechshad lakol ha-Torah, he's suspected on the whole Torah. Devei Rabbi Meir, mashma, ha lo nechshad, but if he's not suspected, it's mashma, mekablin. Achen nireh lefaresh, ame ha-ares ha-hashudim ala ma'asrot v'shivit. We're talking about an ame ha-ares that's suspected not to give his ma'asrot, and not to keep the laws of Shemitah. Ukbar kiblu alehem devre haverut. They accepted upon themselves once already to act like the haverim, like the good people. Ve'ata chazru lesudan. And now they went back to their old ways. Ve'nechneku im yikablum od. The machlokim is if you accept them the second time around. The first time around they make teshuvah. No argument. Why a person cannot make teshuvah? Now already we know these guys. They make teshuvah and they went back to their old ways. Now they start again. Now, but you can hear a machloket. Do you say, well, these guys proved themselves already? These guys are doing it, they're not legitimate, they're not genuine. Masechet, then it brings it from Masechet Demai. Okay, so that's the way it's supposed to end the case again, where it's a second time offender, and therefore they lose their ne'emanut. Matnitin. Rabbi Ishmael Omer. Okay, now we go back to the 3-day rule. We learned this Mishnah already. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Shlosha lefnehem, Ushlosha le'ahareem asur. Vachemim omrim, לפני עדיהן אסור, לאחר עדיהן מותר. Okay, we know the rule. Rabbi Ishmael held the 3-day rule, is 3 days before and 3 days after. Hakamim held only 3 days before. Now you could ask a question, isn't that different? Why is it repeated? That was the first Mishnah. Very good, the Gemara's question is going to ask that. So it was Amar Rav Tachlifa Barav Dimi, Amar Shmuel, Yom Ehad, meaning Sunday, Yom Rishon, Because since he holds 3 days before and 3 days after, and he holds Sunday is considered a goy holiday, therefore the whole week you cannot transact with them. Because 3 days before is Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, and 3 days after is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's it. The whole week is a Asur. You can't do business according to the Rebbe of Mishmer with a goy forever. Why? Because of Sunday. Hachamim omrim, lefnei edehen asur, lahar edehen mutar. Hachamim, ainu tanakama. That's the question. Hachamim over here in the second Mishnah is the Tanakhama of the first Mishnah. Because the Tanakhama in the first Mishnah said you can't transact 3 days. Why would you have to repeat that opinion again? Gemara says there's a chiluk between them. You know what the chiluk is? Hen belo edehen ika binayu. It's the machloka that we discussed on yesterday's daf. Do you count the holiday as a day or not? Tanakhama savri hen belo edehen. Tanakama said, Lifne edehen shelosha yamim. So that's 3 days without the holiday. 3 days without the holiday. However, v'rabanan batra'en, this Mishnah, savri hen ve'edehen. No, fine. 2 days.
Two.
Forget about Sunday. We're not talking about Sunday anymore. We're not talking about the Bishma'al either. We're talking about the Tanakama of this Mishnah, the Rabbanan. Therefore, it's 2 days. That's it. 2 days including the holiday. So the 3 days includes the holiday. It's not 3 days before. Why would you say that that's this opinion? Because look at the way Tanakama said it over here. He didn't say how much. In the first Mishnah it says, Lifne edehem shelosha yamim. Over here it just says, Lifne edem asur. So I can say that the difference between the two opinions, he says this, he didn't tell me how much. So I can say, 2 days before. And the Tanakhama of our Mishnah says 3 days. So I found a chiluk between the two rabbis. So they're not the same opinion. Good? I can find another difference. Nasa v'natan ikabinayu. Remember we had that machlok also in yesterday's daf? You benefited already. What do you do with the money that you got? Can you use it or not? Machlok v'shtakish v'Rabbi Yochanan. So Tanakhama sabar nasa v'natan mutar. The first opinion is going to say, if you did the money ready, you took the money ready, mutar. The Rabbanan batrei sabar nasa v'natan asur. Where'd they get that from? Because it's mashma from this Mishnah, it says over here, v'achim lifnei edehen asur. Lifnei edehen asur's mashma conclusively. Asur legamre, without any questions, even on the bedi avad. Vekadashi, rabbanan batei savanah savanatan asur stamak kaminan velo ketani asur laset velatet ketana kama. Tana kama said what the isur is. It's asur to transact. Asur laset velatet smashma. But if you did it, it's okay. Here it just says asur. Period. Smashma. If you did it, it's going to be asur even bedi avad. I can show you another difference between the two opinions. The Shmuel ikabinayu. The machloket is on Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? The Amar Shmuel. Magola en asur ela yom edam. Ah, and the galut, only day that's asur is the actual holiday itself. Tanakama itle de Shmuel. Tanakama holds of Shmuel. And Rabbanan batre let le de Shmuel. Okay, where do you see that? Rashi. Bagola. En ha'ovde kochavim adukim kol kach ba'avodat kochavim. In the Gola, the Goyim are not so religious in the Avodah Zarah. They don't hold by the Avodah Zarah so strong. Can that mean ovde kochavim shmutz la'aretz? Lav ovde avodat kochavim. They're not real committed. They're not idealists in the Avodah Zarah. They're all the mistafinan minayu. And like the Gemara says, they're scared of us. The banan batrae let lehu de Shmuel. The kevan de lo mesayim behedya b'may peligi. Ika lememar letefuye atu. The shamina letanakama de kama lefne edehen asul aset velatet emahem. Vestama de melta kesheen yad of the kochavim takifa al Yisrael ka amar. Which means, the Tana Kama, the Tana of our Mishnah, we call him Tana Batra. Mistama, he's coming to add to what he heard on the first opinion. What was the first position of the first rabbi? First rabbi said, Nifne edehen asur laset vilatet emahem. Vistama de milta must be talking about, Kishen yad of de kuchim takifal Yisrael. It must be talking about a case where the Goyim are not ruling over us. When we have a say, that we have control not to transact with them. Ve'atu inu lememar And he comes along and says, "Lifnei edem le'olam asurim," which means that he's going to come along and say, "Lifnei edem is going to be asur all over," which means not only in a place where yadenu tekifim, but even in a place where yadenu and tekifim is going to be asur. So Tanakama is going to hold what? That this thing of Isur of 3 days, that's Davka in the Gola. And according to the Tanava Mishnah, it's going to be Asur everywhere. He's hitting. Not only in Gola, it's going to be Asur, but even outside. That's the machloket between the two opinions. Okay? Let's see over here. Just a second. Right, that's what he says over here. Look at the Lashon. He writes like this. Ah. The Amar Shmuel, the Tavodat Kochavim are not really so strong on the Avodah Zarah. And in the Gula, we're scared of them. That's the point. That's what I want to check. We're scared of them. We're in the Gula. In Asur Ela Yom Edam. So in the Gula, since they don't worship Avodah Zarah so much, Shmuel Shita, it's only Asur on the day itself. There's no 3 day rule. Tanakama Itle de Shmuel. Tanakama holds of Shmuel. That what? That stam in the Gola, it's only a 1 day situation. The fish is stam mashmaut devaravu she'osir b'opin she'en yada omet chayim tekifah al Yisrael. That must be talking about in Eretz Yisrael, when we have power. So therefore, Tanakama is going to hold that his law is in Eretz Yisrael, and he holds of Shmuel that in the Gola, it's going to be even 1 day, and this rabbi is coming to Mosif, that not only in Eretz Yisrael, you have the 3 day rule, but even in the Gola also going to have the 3 day rule. Now comes the Gemara and gives another understanding. The Gemara says, "Iba etema." There's another difference. The Nahum Amadi Ika Benayu. Differences between Nahum Amadi's law. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Nahum Amadi Omer Eno Asur Ela Yom Ehad Lifnei Eden. Oh, Nahum Amadi says, by the way, this whole Isur, it's a 1 day item. Tanakama litli de Nahum Amadi, because clearly Tanakama says 3 days. The Rabbanan batray eat the Nahum Amadi, because they didn't tell us how much. All the Tanakama and Amishnah said what? Vachim nifne edehem asur. Nifne edehem, 1 day. So therefore, we gave many nafkaminot between this Mishnah and that Mishnah. Gufa, Nahum Amadi omer eno asur ila yom ehad nifne edehem. So Nahum Amadi made this statement. 1 day. Amru lo, they told him, Nishtaka hadavar velo ne'emar, velo nomar. It should be forgotten what you said. Nobody should ever say this. It shouldn't come out of anybody's mouth. And that's it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it should be forgotten? What's the rabbis being so difficult at a Homa Madi? He's got a rabbi that agrees with him. This Mishnah. Didn't we just say that this Mishnah holds 1 day? So the Homa Madi says it. Oh, it should be forgotten. Chas v'shalom. Nobody should ever say such a thing. He's got a Tana, a Mishnah. The Gemara says, Man Hachamim, Nahum Amadi. That's the Tana's name. The Tana is Nahum Amadi. That's who he was. Tanya Idach. Look, we have another blind guy. An interesting case. Nahum Amadi Omer, Mochrim Lahem, Sus, Zachar, Zaken, Bimilhama. Talking to selling animals to the Goyim. So it says over here, you're allowed to sell a Goy, a male horse, Zaken, old horse, in the war. What is this talking? Well, once he said it, the rabbi didn't like it. Amru lo nishtaka hadavar velo nomar. Don't say such a thing, it should be forgotten. So the Gemara then says, "Va'ika ben betera dekai kevate." What do you mean? Because the rabbi agrees with him. Now, what were they talking about? Selling horses to goyim? Nashi. Mochrim them sus zachar zaken betocha melchama she'eno era lekalkel, which means by selling them this type of horse in the time of war, it's only to the detriment of the goyim. Umilta delo shchihahu velo ati lemelaf bined limkor beema achariti. The Amri Rabbanan, because we have a rule, En mochrim lahem behema gasa. You're not allowed to sell a goy, an animal. Why? Lo asu ila meshum she'ela. You're not allowed. Why can't you sell a goy an animal? What's the pshat?
Anytime.
Lo yimkiru the goy behema gasa. What you mean about? What can I sell behema gasa? Whatever he does, whatever it is. Gezerai might come to lend him an animal. lend him an animal, and the animal works on Shabbat. Oh, that's already a suit because it's my animal. So therefore, the rabbis made a gezerah. You can't sell him an animal gezerah because you might come to lend him an animal. So now the she'ela is, but in a case that's not shchiyah, the rabbis did not make such a gezerah. In a sale that's not a normal sale, for example, selling a male animal or an old animal at a time of war, since the horse is not beneficial to the goy in that war because doesn't not going to fight, so therefore such a sale the rabbis are not going to make a gezerah on it atu that you might come to lend them. Okay, now that's the rule. The milta de lo shchiha lo gazru rabbanan. Now, what is the case talking about? Look at the top Tosfot. Sus zachar v'zaken b'milchama. Perush Rabbil Hanan. D'la'achi nakat zachar b'milchama k'vim b'Yerushalmi gabe ben b'tera matir b'sus lo amru b'sus zachar she'oreget adono b'milchama. The sus zachar, it kills its master in the war. It runs after the female horses and doesn't follow the protocol of war, and it's a dangerous horse to use during the war. You're worried that the old horse will croak in the middle of the war and the rider will die with it. So it's two things. It's either an old horse or it's a male horse during the time of war. But that's not a normal thing to buy during the time of war because it's not beneficial to the person to buy it. So we don't make a gezerah on something that's not shchiyah. You know, that's the way the Rabbi Hanan, the Baal HaTosafot, learns. Okay. Continue the Gemara. So the Gemara said, when he made that statement, you're allowed to sell a sus zakhar or a zaken during the time of the war. It's not part of the Gezerah of Hazal. So they told him, Nishtaka HaDavar, Velo Ne'emar, shouldn't say such a thing, forget about it. They said, what are you talking about? Bitera says it. Why? Ditnan ben Bitera Matir Besus. Clearly it says Ben Betera is Matir in a horse. Now she says, what's the reason why he's Matir? It sounds like Ben Betera is Matir any type of horse. Yeah. Why? Now she says, Lefi shemelachto lirkov adam alav. What's the usage of a horse? To ride, not to carry loads. Ve'en b'melachto zuhayuv chatat. If the goy would ride the horse on Shabbat, it's not isud deoraita, because we have a rule, hay nosei et atzmo. A live animal carries its rider. And, oh, I'm sorry, the person carries himself. Therefore, it's only asud rabbanan. So we're not going to make a gezerah to sell a horse, gezerah that you might come to lend it to him, and even if you lend it to him, what's he going to do? Only isud rabbanan. Hamor is another story. Hamor is a load. A load is Yisud Doraita. No problem. So Ben Betera is a big Hanusha. Ben Betera comes with the horses are permissible anytime. Exactly. Now she, the fish, Menachto, the Kov Adam Alav. The end of Menachto, the Chayuf Hatta, Chahai, no say it, that's what it's a machine perot, Elu, and Mishu, Shavut, Elu, Chavu, and Gema. Good. Ben Betera, Lom Mafrig, Ben Zecherim, Lenekebot. Now, Ben Betera, we see clearly, he does not make a chiluk between Zecharim and Nekevot. He says all horses are permissible. Ihu, however, Nachum Amadi, Midekam Mafnik Ben Zecharim Nekevot. He makes a chiluk. He only says Zecharim, Bishat Milchama, and all that. But Nekevot, he was osir. Kerabanan Svirale. He must hold like the rabbi's opinion. Now she says, "De'asle mishum turat klizayin dekatil b'sichuvute." There's another reason why you cannot sell an animal to a goy, especially a horse, because a horse is like an ammunition. The horse, it's a klizayin, it's a weapon. It's selling a weapon to the goyim. So from the fact that the hachamim come along and say what, that you cannot sell a horse to the goyim. Oh, the Nahum Amadi came along and said what? In the Shita of the Hachamim, came along and said that which we said, Sus, it's only Sus Zachar, but not Sus Nekema. Terat, Ul Rabbanan, Nishteka, Dabar, Velo Ne'emar. Rashi, Shiyeh mutar b'zaken dechulan asuri, which is Nachum Abedi wanted to come along and say, in the rabbi's opinion, he must be all like the rabbis. Because the only opinion that we have over here, let's go slow. There's one opinion that says what? Horses mutar. Obviously the rabbis argue on that. And say horses are asur. Nachum Abedi came along in the shita of the rabbis. Omer Madi comes along and says, you should know that which we say sus is asur, only males but female, only males is mutar, but females is asur. Tarat, the rabbis come in, yishtakar davar. Forget about what you're saying. The shita, the rabbis is asur legamre.
Across the board.
Across the board, exactly. Right. And that's that. Now go back to the original conversation. The original conversation was that Omer Madi made a statement. I said, what do you mean? You have Ben Betirah that goes like him. He says, no. Ben Betera was in the opinion of the Hakamim. And the Hakamim in the opinion that say you can't sell horses to them Bichlal, because it's like Kli Zayin. And to that, Ben Betera is coming and saying, the rabbis will make a chaluk between this horse and that horse. The rabbis in the Shachad Avar, Veloy Avar. Don't make this chaluk in the Shittah of the Hakamim. Hakamim will assert horses, Ben Zachar, Ben Nekeba. Ruch Adonai. Ben.